In this bulletin, National Cabinet brings forward its decision on the easing of coronavirus restrictions. A $205 million package announced to help the aged care sector. And in sport, the New Zealand Warriors seek permission to travel to Australia for the resumption of NRL training. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the National Cabinet will bring forward its meeting to discuss when to ease Australia's baseline coronavirus restrictions. Leaders were originally scheduled to consider relaxing the rules on May 11, but this has been brought forward to next Friday. Mr. Morrison says while National Cabinet will meet twice next week to work through the details, the lifting of restrictions is contingent on 15 conditions being met, one of which is more people downloading the COVID-safe contact tracing app.
This is a critical issue for National Cabinet when it comes to making decisions next Friday about how restrictions can be eased. There are currently over 3.5 million downloads and registrations of the COVID-safe app, and there needs to be millions more. The coronavirus is still out there. Our numbers may be low, but it's still out there.
The federal government has announced a $205 million package to help the aged care sector meet the additional costs of managing COVID-19. The National Cabinet has also adopted an aged care industry code to ensure families and carers can visit residents in nursing homes. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says facilities in metro areas will receive a $900 support payment per occupied bed to go towards the extra costs they face as they manage COVID-19, while those in regional areas will get $1,350.
They are screening staff every day as they come and go from their shifts, particularly as they come in, so that we don't get COVID-19 into the facility. That takes them time. They will be screening visitors as they come into the facilities to ensure that we don't get COVID-19 outbreaks. They've suffered additional costs in things like personal protective equipment because it's been so rare and prices have gone up, so they've had some other costs that have increased as well.
Hundreds of organisations are demanding an urgent injection of government funding for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. An open letter from more than 200 groups has warned years of government neglect have left Indigenous communities at grave risk. The signatories, including legal and Indigenous rights groups, want emergency funding release to help remote communities secure medical staff, supplies and coronavirus tests. They're also calling on the government to urgently send more food to remote communities, make more accommodation available to help people isolate, provide clearer public messaging about COVID-19 and do more to prevent black deaths in custody. A private funeral has been held for the second of four police officers killed in a crash on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway last week. Constable Glenn Humphreys was farewelled by family and friends at a service at the Police Academy in Glen Waverley this morning. Constable Humphreys was on placement as part of his probationary training when he and three colleagues were killed when a truck crashed into them on the freeway last Wednesday. Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton sent a message across the radio network at the end of the funeral, asking Victoria Police employees to form a guard of honour either inside or outside their workplace.
To honour Constable Glenn Humphreys, could I please ask members to form up at their police station and those on patrol to safely pull over off the road to observe a minute's silence. I advise all members that Constable Glenn Humphreys is leaving the police chapel for his last resting place.
Leading Senior Constable Lynette Taylor's funeral was held yesterday and a private service is being held for Senior Constable Kevin King today. Constable Josh Presney will be farewelled at Xavier College on Monday. And to sport, the New Zealand Warriors have agreed to travel to Australia for the resumption of NRL training next week after seeking clarity from the league's bosses. Peter Volandis spoke with Warriors officials this morning, with the team expected to fly to Tamworth in country New South Wales once they gain approval from Australian border authorities. The Auckland-based side will need to travel by Sunday if they're to take part in a player education day and to begin training for the resumption of the season. If they're unable to begin training by Tuesday, it could push back the start of the competition. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 27, Adelaide showers 18, Melbourne much the same 13, Hobart showers and windy 11, Canberra windy and cloudy 10, Wollongong windy and sunny 17, Sydney much the same 19, Newcastle also windy and sunny and 19, Brisbane sunny 24, Cairns partly cloudy 30, and Darwin less humid and mostly sunny 34. This is SBS News.